over the next couple of days, so we are told. How much? How badly? And then what does the rest of the winter look like here in Europe, and what does it all mean for commodities? Those are the questions we put to our Bloomberg Surveillance chief weather meteorologist, forecaster, an all-around good guy, Jim Rohmer from Best Weather Incorporated, and the new website. Jim, Best Weather Inc., www, etc.
That's correct, yeah. Mike, thanks for calling me a good guy. Don't think that way. And I appreciate it.
And I did the shameless plug, too, for the website. The first thing we have to ask, and of course, everybody listening on 1200 AM in Boston wants to know, do they need a big snow shovel for this weekend?
Well, I think, we're on the border, really, of snow and rain in the Boston area. The best snows are going to be the ski resorts, southern Vermont, and also across the Catskills in New Hampshire, probably about a foot of snow by Thursday evening. Looks like a good early start to the ski season. I think there'll be another storm, though, coming up the coast as the NAO index, a block over Greenland, gets set to bring a lot colder weather into the country this week. It's been, mixed with some rain in the natural gas market. We'll see another storm come up the coast closer to New York City on the 7th or 8th. So I think Boston, New York, the Catskills should get pounded with a snowstorm around that time.
Really? Is this going to be like anything like last year where we got that monster snowstorm, or is this just going to be your standard issue winter snowstorm?
Well, I think, we're going to be monitoring. I think maybe not a monster storm, but it's going to be moving pretty quickly, maybe 6 to 12 inches in the New York City area up across Boston and the Catskills. But that means between the system tomorrow evening and also the one on the 8th, there could be 1.5 to 2.5 feet of snow in the ski resorts across the Northeast, particularly up across Massachusetts, out to the Catskills and New England. Tons of snow out west this winter so far. Over 100 inches of snow, my favorite ski resort out west at Snowbird and dropping in the east in California. Very good for irrigation supplies for crop regions in California. California is like the 8th biggest economy in the world, depending on agriculture. And they've had back-to-back droughts for 4 or 5 years. The snowpack's going to be great for them as far as farming and for utility companies that really have a problem using hydropower the last 2 or 3 years.
So what does the rest of the winter look like? I mean, you give us a forecast for 2 weeks from now, but I mean, are we going to have what we would consider a more normal winter of cold weather and snow, or something like we had last year where it gave us almost nothing?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Mike, this has been, at least for me, because I'm usually very good at forecasting more than a month out, one of the most difficult forecasts for the winter I've seen in 4 or 5 years. Without getting too technical about it, we have an up a La Nina that's kind of going back and forth. Remember, we had an El Nino a year or so ago. El Nino created droughts in Southeast Asia, incredible rallies in both Robusta coffee and also sugar over the last year or so. That's been ending, at least for the sugar market. And also, with the El Nino, we had a very warm winter last year. Natural gas prices got 25% in December last year. We're in this gentle high weather pattern, the seesaw pattern. The east has been actually fairly warm so far this winter. That's going to change somewhat. But I think it's going to be a very back-and-forth pattern, probably on average be a colder than normal winter. We changed the forecast a couple of times because of this oscillating La Nina and what's happening over the Arctic Circle right now with sea ice trends. But overall, I think it's going to be particularly the Midwest and out west, the ski resorts, a lot of snow and cold weather as well.
About European, we were talking with Mike about European weather, about skiing, about the fact that actually it's been quite tough to find any mountaintop in France or Italy where there's snow. Is that changing in the next few weeks?
Well, yeah, we're finally beginning to see some blocks and these warm blocks at 15,000 to 25,000 feet developing over Greenland and into the areas of toward the Arctic Circle. When that happens, we call it a negative NAO index, North Atlantic Oscillation Index. It tends to be colder weather to Europe. So I do see probably a 2 or 3 week period beginning next week of colder weather in much of Western through Central Europe, and probably some snow for the ski resorts there that really need it. Yeah, I think it's going to happen.
I think I see a vacation in France future coming up.
With Tom's days off.
Two or 3 weeks.
I've got to ski at Chamonix. I cannot believe I've never done that before. I'm down in Florida, skiing on water. Yeah. And there's sharks everywhere. They don't have that up in France, do they?
They don't.
Very quickly, let me ask you about Florida and the southern part of the United States. About 15 seconds. Next couple of weeks, what happens?
In Florida? I'm so busy looking at the cocoa and sugar markets and coffee around the world, I forgot how to forecast the weather down here in Florida. Not a big deal. No freeze potential down here, just some rain. The orange market has been just decimated by diseases down here over the last 2 or 3 years, which has kept the orange futures very, very high. But you don't come out of Florida, you don't even forecast down here, do you? Really?
If she goes skiing, I'll go to Florida. Jim Romer, Best Weather Incorporated.
Sometimes what you need takes years of hard work. Other times,